what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. And I'm excited right now to have on the line with me Sonia and Chris Rutherford from Lawrence County, Alabama. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Sonia and Chris.
Hi.
Glad to have you both. And Sonia, of course, you reached out to me through the Mark Wyatt Show, which I welcome people to do, to send me messages. You were telling me about your husband and what a caring guy he is. And I know he's sitting right there next to you, so it may be a little awkward, but you can share about your husband and this special guy and what he's going through right now.
He's always made my life first, put me first. I'm his main concern, but he always is doing for others also. And then he was recently diagnosed with a brain tumor, which is meningioma. I just want him to have the opportunity to do this before he has to have surgery for that.
We talked about the fact that the surgery is going to be postponed or put off until June of next year, 2021. And the reason for that was because of the current situation with COVID and some other things. And you can explain about that.
Yes. We're putting it off until June because I wouldn't be allowed in the hospital and you just never know what might can happen. So I had rather be there. And the doctor said it should be fine to put off until then. But also, I wanted to be off work so I could be with him after surgery.
Chris, how old are you, fella?
I'm 46.
We don't make plans to have brain tumors, and we don't make plans to have cancer and heart conditions and all these other things, but how are you taking this?
I'm taking it good. I've dealt with Sonya. We've been married 29 years, and she's a paraplegic. So everything we've been through, I mean, you kind of just take it as it's you deal with it. It is a big blow at first. But getting down and out about it, it's not going to help a thing. I believe you got to keep your spirits lifted high and just go on with life.
Well, and it sounds like that's what you are doing. And I know that people listening right now can be very encouraged by that. No matter what we may be facing at this moment or something we may be facing later, we don't anticipate having things like this happen, but they do. And then we have a choice to make and we have to figure out what path we're going to take, right?
Yes, we do. And you just have to hope and pray God's going to take care of it.
So faith plays a big part in both of your lives?
Yes.
Yes.
How about the people that you've had around you that support you through this that you know you can count on them? Do you have a lot of people like that?
Oh, yeah. We have a big support system.
It's overwhelming that the people that try to take care of you.
Try to do for you.
If you have that you can talk to when you're having a bad day, I've got a friend support like you wouldn't believe, people you can talk to and count on to be there for you.
Does that say something about the people of Lawrence County in the Moulton area?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a real tight-knit area.
I couldn't believe the outpouring of votes and the people that you don't even know was coming out and giving you votes every day.
Just
the messages we have received.
Yeah, just taking a few minutes out of their day to vote, and you wouldn't think that most people would do that, especially if they don't know you.
We're over a lot of the car shows in Lawrence County. We just got through doing a big veterans car show to give back to our veterans. All the profits went back to right into the veterans of Lawrence County.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I love that stuff, man. And you know, as you said, Chris, you got to make a decision and you keep moving forward, and that's living right there. That's living.
Yeah.
You could be out on the road and you could have a wreck tomorrow and forget about the brain tumor. You're gone because of a car accident. We don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the way I live life. You know, you make the best of every day. Life's not easy, but it's what you make of it.
And Sonya, you sound like you've been very supportive of your husband and y'all have a really great team here for 29 years married. Wow. That's a good long time to get to know each other.
Yep. It is. We kind of grew up together, so, because we were young when we got married, but we've been through everything together, and I wouldn't take anything for it. We met in Moulton.
I went to Lawrence County, and she went to Mount Hope.
Riding around the square, which is where we met.
I know it's probably fun to reminisce a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You only pass each other so many times on the square before you realize you finally just need to talk to each other. You only can wait so long.
How many laps around the square did it take, Chris?
We wore out several sets of tires, I believe.
The tire man in town was happy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and make a few more rounds, son.
Yeah.
I got a new set of tires I'll sell you.
Yeah.
Speaking of tires, we're talking about the opportunity for you to have a special opportunity to put on some tires on a bike. And we're talking about motorcycles here. Sonya had reached out about this contest. Tell me about this, Sonya. How did you find out about this contest that's going on?
I've seen it on Facebook. Chris has always been a big fan of Orange County Choppers and Paul Tuttle Sr. And he watches it a lot. And when I seen that on Facebook, I knew I had to enter him in this contest.
And Chris didn't try to stop you, right?
Oh, no.
No. No, please don't enter me into that contest. Please don't let me make a chopper with Paul Sr.
Yeah. That would be a big opportunity
you
for
know,
him.
I thought it was a long shot, but, you know, it's worth a try. But she was, you know, going to do it for me. And now here we sit in the we're in the quarterfinals, and I'm sitting at first place in the quarterfinals.
Chris R., first place. We got to keep you there.
Yes, we do.
Well, that's what I'm hoping listeners today who are hearing this segment will go on the page and vote, because that's what Chris needs right now is those votes, and he can be a part of this. And what's the experience include, Sonya? What happens if Chris wins?
If he wins, he gets a custom chopper build by Paul Tuttle Sr. and Orange County Show. Then he gets the Stocklesource magazine photo shoot.
I'll appear on an episode of Orange County Chop.
Yes.
No way.
Yes. I wonder if they'll let me in there.
How many photo shoots has a guy from Moulton, Alabama done, Chris, in his lifetime?
For real. And he's not one to like pictures either.
They're going to have you all fixed up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to give out the website, and we'll take a quick break and let people during the break go and vote. And they can go to dreamchopper.com/2020/Chris, C-H-R-I-S hyphen R. That will go directly to the page, and it will. So dreamchopper.com/2020/Chris-R. You can go and vote right now for Chris from Moulton, Alabama, to give him a chance to be with Paul Tuttle Sr. and build his own chopper. That sounds like a really cool opportunity, and I'm hoping that Chris gets to do that. Sonya and Chris, will you stick with me through a break?
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody.
We're talking to Sonya and Chris Rutherford in Lawrence County, Alabama right now. He is first place in the quarterfinals in this special contest to build a chopper with Orange County Chopper Paul Tuttle Sr., and that would be a really cool thing. So I encourage you to go to that website. Again, dreamchopper.com/2020/Chris-R. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Sonya and Chris Rutherford some more. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
Smiles, a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-a-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid.
Hey, this is Lionel Cartwright, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Mark's making a difference. You go make a difference too, okay? I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and we are in the middle of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am so glad to be talking to Sonia and Chris Rutherford in Lawrence County, Alabama right now. Been married 29 years. They talked about the special relationship that they've had for a very, very long time and how they help each other. Well, Sonia decided that she wanted to help her husband, who is now facing a brain tumor, to be able to go and meet Paul Tuttle Sr., Orange County Choppers, and build his own chopper. This sounds like a really great opportunity. And I guess right now, Chris, you're getting some practice being on the air just before you go and be on television, right?
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to look at this as you've already won it. So we got to think like a winner, right?
Yeah, you got to.
Think positive.
That's right.
I've done designed so many choppers in my head that they're running together now.
And tell us about your relationship with choppers, Chris. How long have you liked motorcycles?
Since an early age. I grew up riding dirt bikes. I've owned several street bikes. I've always been involved in cars, show cars, car showing, drag racing. The choppers is what I've always wanted one. I've never had one.
Well, you're getting really close right now. I don't know if you realize how close you actually are to getting a chopper with this contest being in first place right now in the quarterfinals. You are really close.
Yeah. It hadn't really sunk in yet. When we moved into the quarterfinals, I got knocked way down on the list, and then didn't take too long. I was sitting back in first place.
And we just can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
If you take a percentage of people who would like to be with Paul Tuttle Sr. building a chopper, I would say that there's probably a lot of people that entered that contest, and they're not from Moulton, yeah. Alabama.
No.
I have followed their show since the very first one. I've actually got a lot of their first ones that I recorded. That's before DVR and all this came out. I got them recorded on VHS tape.
I imagine, Chris, that you are the guy that they would want, somebody who is very loyal to the program and been a supporter since the very beginning. That sounds like the kind of guy I would want on the program with me.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you didn't win, I would still want to invite you to come just to be part of the program.
And that's what I said. They need to give him a job.
I think it sounds like he probably could do the work.
Yeah, I think he could.
Well, you know, something that stands out, Chris, and I think about this because the foundation of my show is trying to recognize difference makers and making a difference in our communities. And I think about the importance of car shows and how they have raised millions of dollars to help efforts. Right now with COVID-19, it's been a challenge to do car shows or any event for that matter. Hats off to those who organize these events for these families who are needing this.
Yes.
Car shows is a great way to raise awareness and to raise money for different things.
They're very giving people in the car show communities. From doing the shows as long as we have, they don't mind reaching into their pocket and helping somebody.
Especially something like the veterans.
That's exactly what I've seen as well, Chris and Sonia, through the car shows. Have there been any changes to the dynamic or the organizing of car shows because of COVID-19, Chris, that you've seen that's extremely different?
Yes, it is. It's you have smaller turnouts, but you just got to keep everybody at a safe distance, encourage them to wear their masks when we're around. It's just like everything else has changed in the world. You got to handle it all. It's all going to be handled different.
Sadly, I've got a friend right now who is in ICU fighting for his life. I had another friend that he was older, had a heart condition. He had COVID. He got over it. But now it seems like post-COVID, it's starting to take its toll on other things like his kidneys, things that he was having issues with. I realized that there is something to it. If I have COVID and I had some symptoms and I go running around and maybe touch one of those veterans or shake their hand or do something that passes that along to them, that's a pretty scary thought to me.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
COVID is a scary thing, and we have to take it serious with both of us because, you know, of the health issues that it could cause. We understand when everybody is scared to come out.
Once you start having a couple of health issues, a couple of things going on, it changes your perspective on what it can do to you.
Yes, it does.
It does. Because it can be very bad for both of us.
My thing would be that I want people to just be balanced. Think about what you can do to help people. At the same time, keep living your life. Go to your job. Kids going to school if school is open. At the same time, thinking about, okay, I need to be careful how I approach people because I certainly don't want to be the one who passes this to somebody that it could potentially harm.
Yeah, you don't want to be that person to be stubborn and not wear your mask and not wash your hands.
Sonia's she's a school teacher. That's one of the hardest things for her. You got these kids, they want to hug your neck.
Yes, that's hard not
to. How can you tell a little kid, you can't hug my neck?
That's tough. You
know? That is.
Well, and the kids, they are not going to understand.
Years
later, they're going to say, you know, Miss Sonia wouldn't even let me hug her.
And yes, I know. That's what I'm afraid of.
But it'll be okay. It'll be okay, Sonia. Yeah. We know what we're trying to do, okay? So we know what the goal is. Being grown-ups, we have to sometimes do things that aren't the most pleasant.
Oh, yes. We have learned that over the years.
So, Chris, is this your first interview for this?
Yes, sir.
We've got to get you some more interviews and try to get your name out there so that we can get more votes. I know that I have a lot of listeners who will probably jump on and try to vote for you, but we can certainly pass the word on and try to get the message out there so that other people who are listening right now, if you have a page or somewhere that you can share this, I want you to go to the Mark White Show page. I want you to share the website so that people can go and vote for Chris. And it's under Chris R on the website. Vote so that he gets this opportunity with Paul Tuttle Sr. to build a chopper. I think that would be an amazing experience for you, Chris.
It would be.
It would be an experience of a lifetime.
You can't really wrap your mind around it at this point.
When's the contest end?
The quarterfinals we're in now end December the 3rd. And then we go to semifinals will be December the 4th through the 10th. And then the finals will be December 11th through the 17th. And that'll be the end of the competition. We actually started this back on October the 26th.
Well, just before Halloween and then ending it just before Christmas.
Yeah.
What a Christmas present.
That'll be a Christmas present.
You'd never forget that. Never imagine.
Santa Claus comes to Moulton, Alabama this year. to Chris Rutherford.
Yes, that'd be great.
I like the idea. Well, I'm encouraging people to go now to dreamchopper.com/2020. /Chris, C-H-R-I-S hyphen R. You can go and place your vote. He is currently first in the quarterfinals on this Orange County Choppers contest with Paul Tuttle Sr. He has a chance to build a chopper. Photo session, glamour shot session. People remember the 80s. They remember glamour shots, right?
Yeah.
Chris is going to have his glamour shots. But, but it's going to be with a chopper, and that'll be really cool. And then you'll also be on the show, and that's pretty remarkable, too, to get to be on the program. It maybe slightly better than being on the Mark White Show. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
It's hard to beat this, right?
Yes.
Well, Sonia and Chris, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today, and we're going to get the word out through the Mark White Show, and we're going to get some people voting for you, Chris, and I appreciate the fact that you love each other the way you do, and I appreciate your interest in supporting the community in Lawrence County, Moulton area, and taking time to be with me today.
Well, thank you so much.
And thank anybody for their support out there. I'd really appreciate your votes.
You got it. That's your pitch, Chris. Hey, did you ever think you'd be a politician? I appreciate your votes. Now you know what it's like to run for governor. I think this might be slightly better.
I think so.
All right, Sonia and Chris Rutherford from Moulton, Alabama, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Folks, we've been talking to Chris and Sonia Rutherford from Moulton, Alabama in Lawrence County. This guy is up for a contest, and it's the Orange County Choppers, and he has a chance to be with Paul Tuttle Sr. to build a chopper. That's really cool. And again, go to dreamchopper.com/2020/Chris-R. Go and vote. Let's get this guy a chopper. Let's help him and his family. This is going to be a great experience for him, and we do want to offer our prayers as he battles this tumor, and he will have surgery in June of next year. So keep Chris in your prayers, keep Sonia in your prayers, and we're going to continue to support this family. Folks, you've been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional?
If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Thank you.